Philip the Evangelist, October 28. A man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. A heavenly messenger was sent to Philip, one of the chosen deacons, to show him his work for the Ethiopian. The evangelist was directed, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Today, just as much as then, the angels are leading and guiding those who will be guided and led. This angel could have done the work himself, but this is not God's way of working. Believers must connect with other believers, and as God's instrumentalities work in behalf of the lost. Philip understood his work. This man of high authority was being drawn to the Savior, and he did not resist the drawing. He did not make his high position an excuse why he could not accept the crucified one. The evangelist asked him, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him and explain to him the word of God. Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. While angels from heaven are doing their work, evil agencies are working to draw the mind to something else. Satan is interposing obstacles, so that the inquiring mind that would understand the word of God shall become confused. Thus he worked with Christ in the wilderness of temptation. The experience of Christ is placed on record that we may understand the methods and plans of Satan. Had Philip left the eunuch with his case hanging in the balance, he might never have accepted the Savior. Evil angels were waiting for their opportunity when they could press in their falsehoods and divert the newly awakened mind from seeking after truth. The Lord's agencies must be wholly consecrated to His service, that they may be quick to understand their work. As wise stewards, they must take advantage of every circumstance to teach the grace of God and draw people to Christ.